Roo, the test starts today at the Wacker. We always know it's summer when it's the opening day over there, the big bouncy Perth wicket.
Yeah, we love making some runs, and we need some runs over there at the moment too, but Warner loves making tons over there. Yeah. I think he's made 3 centuries the last 4 digs.
Yeah, how good's this, though, that our very own Buff Lehman, these days, is coach of the test side. This is a side that I'd want to be in if he's the coach.
Yep.
I reckon it'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely.
As well as serious cricket.
He's very disciplined, though, these days. Don't worry about that.
Even got out of bed to take our phone call. Oh. Darren Lehman, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you, buddy?
Jeez, it's early over there in the west. We have got you out of
bed early. He's already done a 10K run. What are you talking about?
Yeah, nice try. I'm looking at a beautiful scenery in Perth. Good day, so it's going to be a cracking game for the test.
He's watching people do a 10K run around that river there, the Swan
River.
Well,
he attacks the buffet. They have a good buffet over there, Buff, don't they? Oh,
they do.
Oh, it's hard to stop going back and back and back.
Righto, now we've softened you up. We've been nice to you. Joe Many, for God's sake, Buff, you couldn't squeeze the South Australian boy into the side?
Yeah, it was a tough call. Obviously, we went with the experience of Sids, and both bowled beautifully all week in the lead-up. So, really tight call, but Joe will get his chance somewhere down the track. He's been great around the group. Tough call, but Sids is flying.
Tell me, with Peter Siddle, it's not a comeback, but has he sort of resurrected himself? I would have thought 6 to 12 months ago, he was probably thinking, I might have played, just about my last test or my last series. Would I be right in saying that or not?
Oh, I think he was bowling well enough, 6 to 12 months ago, and then he obviously had the injury. So, comeback, no. We always want him back in the setup, and it's ahead of schedule, so it's a pleasing thing for us. Because we've got some injuries at the moment with our bowlers. But having said that, I mean, he's got the zip back, which is great. So he's actually had a really good pre-season, if that makes sense, considering the Australian cricket team doesn't get a pre-season. He's one that has. So really looking forward to him bowling well.
Buff, what about the Clarkie bringing out his book? There's been allegations flying around left, right and centre from all different people about things that have happened in the past. How do you feel about blokes bringing it out into the general public to make a dollar in a book?
Yeah, it's not great, is it, with past players? Mind you, I've got a book out as well, so you can't say too much, mate.
Have you potted anyone in it?
No.
Other than anyone who should get potted? if you do that.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Look, I'd rather leave it in-house as much as you can, especially the things they were talking about. But that's up to them and their choice how they go about it. So, there's some things in there we disagree with, and that's fine as well. You're allowed to have your own opinion. So, all the players at the moment have been coming out different ways about different things, and
doesn't look good
for the game either. No, I totally agree. So we've got to get better at that and deal with it one on one. That's probably the best way for mine.
But is it a distraction in the change room? You're about to play the first test. Has it got everyone talking? Has it got you off guard a little bit?
No, because you all knew it was coming out for months. So that's the easy thing. You just play it down and away it goes. The press pick it up probably more than the players. So obviously we read it, work out what's being said by whom and where and when. But apart from that, blokes have been fantastic. It's been our best prep for, the summer, lots of summers, so really happy with them where they're at.
The South Africans, it starts today. Who's their match winner? Who do you need to contain in their side?
Oh, I suppose from a batting point of view, you're talking Amber and Du Plessis, and then bowling point of view, all their quicks are very good. So we're going to have to be on our game. They're a good side, but, they haven't played on a fast, bouncy wicket, and it looks like it's going to be a bouncy track. Only time will tell with that over the 5 days, but they've got some quality players and we'll certainly have to play well.
What am I going to learn if I read your book, Buff?
You learn, hopefully, how to coach a little bit, Roo, when you coach the Crows one day.
Right, how to coach. What's the number one tip to be a good coach?
Make it a great environment to learn and get better and have some fun.
Yes.
I think the sport's about fun and we want our kids to have as much fun growing up watching the Australian cricket team and become better players. That's the key.
Are there a lot of photos in this book?
Yeah, nice one, Dick.
It's a pop-up book.
It's a pop-up book. Hey, now, Buff, before you leave us, what's this product you're endorsing? I've heard about this ball you've got out coming up for Christmas for the kids called Bamboozle.
I've heard about this.
What's this all about?
Yeah, well, it's a swinging ball that's made of rubber, and it bounces more like a cricket ball. You know how you had the tape and you guys did in the backyard with tape and tennis ball?
Yep.
It's a better version of that. So it swings and it seams and spins and it's rubber, so it bounces more like a cricket ball and it's still not going to hurt any kids, so it's a great setup.
So really teaching kids to bowl swing.
That's exactly right.
And face swing as well,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I struggle with that, so it was great to... Oh, my kids are out in the backyard trying it as well, so they love it.
So the bamboozle. All right, so parents right. listening, look out for it in the build-up to Christmas. Good
great
present
Christmas
for kids.
Present.
Bamboozle, there you go. Hey, Boof, good luck today. Good luck for all summer, and thanks so much for getting up early to take our call. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Great South Australian, Darren Lehman. Boof.